These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 4th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. BuzzFeed News obtained a copy of an open letter signed by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, U.K. Home Secretary Priti Patel, and Australian Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton, requesting Facebook delay building end-to-end encryption across all its messaging apps. The letter asks that Facebook prioritize public safety in designing encryption, calling for backdoors for law enforcement to access illegal content, and consulting with governments on any changes to ensure access. The letter does acknowledge that Facebook already captures 99% of child exploitation and terrorism-related content through its own systems. Google's Project Zero research group published details about a zero-day exploit for Android that gives attackers full control of a device and appears to be actively exploited. The exploit affects at least 18 different Android handsets, including several Pixel models and Samsung Galaxy S7, S8, and S9 models. The local privilege escalation vulnerability can be delivered via the web and defeats local sandboxing or delivered as a sideloaded app. The Android team advised that a fix is coming in October's Android security update due out in a couple of days, with patches already delivered to partners. Google's Project Zero team said it appears the exploit was being actively used by or by a client of the exploit developer NSO Group. NSO Group denies involvement in a statement to Ars Technica. Microsoft issued an out-of-band update for all supported versions of Windows through Windows Update to fix an IE scripting engine flaw, as well as a zero-day Chrome exploit. The flaws were originally discovered and disclosed by Google's threat analysis group, and Microsoft released a patch on September 23rd to address it. This required a manual install, but the fix is now being pushed out automatically. This out-of-band update won't replace the scheduled October patch Tuesday, which is still coming October 8th. France plans to roll out Alisim, the country's digital ID system using facial scanning biometrics, in November. The system uses an Android-only app to create their legal ID and will compare a user's photo in their biometric passport to a selfie video taken on the app. The system won't pair any facial scans with citizens' identity databases, and according to the Interior Ministry, facial recognition data will be deleted after enrollment. Once enrolled, citizens would have secure access to things like taxes, banks, social security, and utilities. Bills. France's data regulator CNIL claims the system violates GDPR and rules of consent, and privacy groups have filed lawsuits with the French administrative court. Google added a password checkup feature to its password manager in Chrome for Android. The feature was previously available as an extension. It checks passwords against known breaches and alerts users if it finds a match, as well as encouraging users against reusing passwords or using weak passwords. Data is encrypted and cannot be seen by Google, and the warnings it generates are local to your machine. Google also launched incognito mode for Maps. When you use Google Maps in incognito mode, your activity will not be saved to your Google account or used for personalization. Google is also adding auto-delete options to your YouTube history that can be set for deletion every 3 or 18 months. And Google Assistant will now respond to voice commands to delete the last thing I said to you and delete everything I said to you last week. Microsoft announced two new features for OneDrive in June, Personal Vault and Expandable Storage, which are both launching worldwide this week. After first launching in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, Personal Vault gives users a secure place within their OneDrive cloud storage, only accessed using a PIN or phone's biometric authentication system. It also includes automatic locking, BitLocker encryption on Windows 10, and restricted sharing. Expandable Storage gives users with an Office 365 subscription an option of a terabyte of storage in 200 gigabyte increments starting at $2 a month for an additional 200 gigabytes. An iOS exploit called Checkmate, spelled with the number 8 at the end, could lead to a permanent unblockable jailbreak on hundreds of millions of iPhones, according to the researcher who developed it, Axiom X. Exploit is a boot ROM vulnerability that lets hackers access deep enough that Apple shouldn't be able to block or patch out without a future software update that would be done manually. In fact, it probably requires a hardware swap. This is the first boot ROM level exploit publicly released for an iOS device since the iPhone 4. It works on the iPhone 4S up to the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10, so the A5 through A11 chips. For now, it's known as a tethered exploit. You have to trigger it over USB, but possibilities include Apple no longer having control through software updates or revoked signatures, downgradable iOS devices that could be easily rolled back to previous versions of the software, and dual booting between multiple versions of iOS and more. It's not a jailbreak yet, just a boot ROM exploit. Finally, Linus Torvalds approved a new Linux kernel lockdown security feature, which, when enabled, will restrict some kernel functionality from root users. The feature comes with two modes: integrity, which disables kernel features that let user land modify the running kernel, and confidentiality, which disables features that extract confidential information from the kernel. The feature ships as a Linux security module as part of Linux kernel 5.4 and will be off by default. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.